You're listening to the G-Ray Records Music Network. You enjoy. Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're jumping headfirst into the really fascinating world of AI-powered animated music videos. Our mission here is to pull out the most important nuggets from two key sources we looked at, a strategic guide from G-Ray Records, and then also a very practical step-by-step tutorial from King Charles TV. So the goal is for you to walk away understanding both the big picture strategy and the actual nuts and bolts of how these videos get made and, you know, how they're shaking things up in music and fan engagement.
Yeah, it's a space that's just moving incredibly fast. And I think what's really disruptive is how these powerful AI tools are suddenly, well, available to pretty much anyone. These AI-generated animated music videos, they've popped up almost out of nowhere as this really bold, really captivating format. It changes the game.
They really do grab you, don't they? It feels like watching music literally come alive, but in a way that feels, well, completely new. So why this sudden explosion? Why AI music videos? Why right now? What's really driving this shift?
The main reason is how AI tools are just drastically streamlining the whole production process while also, like, massively boosting creativity. Think about it. Traditionally, animating a music video was this huge thing. Massive budgets, months and months of work, big specialized teams. AI just flips that whole equation. It lets artists iterate visually incredibly fast. Imagine changing a whole video concept in, I don't know, hours instead of months. That kind of speed lets even indie artists react to trends, react to what their audience likes, almost in real time, which, you know, the old way with those giant budgets and long timelines just couldn't happen. That's the real game changer, I think. It opens doors for everyone.
That makes a ton of sense. The speed, the accessibility, It's huge. Okay, so if an artist or a label wants to dive in, how do they even start picking the right AI tools? There must be loads of options out there.
Yeah, that's definitely the critical first step. And the G-Ray Records Guide actually points out some key players. So for really dynamic visuals, the kind that sync up tightly with lyrics or beats, maybe for a faster music caliber, is often mentioned as a top choice. If you want something more customizable, maybe animation with specific characters or kind of a surreal look, Pika Labs is one to check out. Then there's Runway. It's pretty robust for things like style transfer, you know, applying one visual style to another video, or rotoscoping, that tracing technique for animation. It's all AI-powered generation. And for getting visuals to sync really precisely with the rhythm and the mood, tools like Adobe Firefly or Ebsynth are apparently excellent. Oh, and a really crucial tip from the source. Always try to match your genre to the visual style. So like abstract stuff for lo-fi tracks, maybe bold movement and cityscapes for hip-hop, that kind of thing.
Right, matching the vibe of the visuals to the music. That sounds absolutely key. But okay, it's not just about making a nice video, is it? For a lot of artists, the real prize is virality. Is that something you can actually, like, engineer with AI? Or is it just hoping for a lucky break?
That's a great question. And the G-Ray Records Guide, it argues, yeah, you absolutely can engineer it. It's not just luck. They point to a few specific strategic things. First, you need that emotional hook. Using AI to create characters or situations that look expressive, that really connect with people, you know, those videos that just grab you emotionally?
Medically.
Second, bringing in an unexpected twist. Could be weird transitions, visual jokes, maybe even stuff inspired by memes that just catches people off guard, makes them want to share it. And third, this is so important today, short form adaptability. You've got to think about loopable, bite-sized edits made specifically for TikTok, for Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts, places where you need to grab attention fast.
Stop the scroll, basically.
Exactly. Stop the scroll.
So impact, surprise, and making it easy to digest quickly. And all that hinges on the visuals and the audio working together perfectly. How crucial is that sync between the music and the motion? And how do you actually get that seamless connection?
Oh, it's massively important. Beat-aligned visuals, they dramatically improve how long people watch. If the visuals are literally dancing with the music, viewers just stay hooked. You can use tools, beat detection tools, like in SoundDraw or Amper, to kind of auto-sync the movement. Another really cool technique is letting the lyrics themselves drive the animation. So words literally animate as they're sung. And finally, you know, using visual effects to really punch up the transitions, the drops in the music, triggered by specific sounds, put it all together and you get something really cohesive, really engaging.
Okay, so we've got the strategy, the tools, the viral hooks, but let's get practical. For someone actually wanting to do this, what does it look like day to day? What were the actual steps King Charles TV walked through to make one of these videos totally from scratch? Let's start right at the beginning with the music itself.
Right. So the very first step King Charles shows is actually generating the music. Hmm. He starts by using ChatGPT just to write lyrics.
Right.
In his example, it was Afrobeat lyrics about the good life. Once he has those lyrics, he takes them over to Suno.com. That's Suno AI. It's an AI music platform that takes those lyrics and generates the full song, instrumental, vocals, everything. And it's worth noting, Suno AI generates royalty-free music, which is huge. You could also use it just for background instrumentals, you know, for other projects too.
Wow, okay. A complete royalty-free song, just like that. Super efficient. So once you got the track, what's next? How do you start actually visualizing it?
So after the music's done, you move on to crafting scene prompts. And again, using ChatGPT for this. This is where you feed the song lyrics back into ChatGPT and ask it to write out detailed image prompts for the video scenes. And these aren't just like vague ideas, they're really specific. Timestamps, professional camera shots, like close-up, even detailing the main character's clothes, shirt, trousers, shoes, necklace, watch. The whole look. King Charles really stressed customizing the vibe too, like specifically telling it, do not include Ankara or native wear if you want that urban Afrobeat style. Shows how specific you can get. You can also request specific shots, you know, close up of artists singing in a studio, drone shot of a city at sunrise, character sitting on a Lambo with girls dancing, whatever fits of the song. It really helps map out the visuals.
That's pretty clever, guiding the AI so precisely. But here's the thing everyone struggles with when using AI for visuals. How on earth do you keep the characters looking the same from scene to scene? AI loves to just generate a slightly different face every time, right?
Ah, yes, this is the big one. And King Charles shares what he calls the secret, and honestly, it feels like a major breakthrough for consistency. Okay, so what you do is you start a completely new chat in ChatGPT 4.0. Then you upload a photo. This could be a reference image or maybe just someone you want the character based on. You prompt ChatGPT to create a 2D full body character from that photo. You specify realistic features, realistic body proportions, and crucially, put it on a plain white background. That makes it easier for animation later. Now, here's the absolute key part. You explicitly tell ChatGPT in this new chat that this image, it just generated IS, the main character for your music video. You also give it the song lyrics again in this chat so it understands the tone and context. And you give the character a name, like King Charles in his example. This helps ChatGPT keep generating images of that specific character later on.
Okay, wait, so you create the definitive character image first, then tell ChatGPT this is my guy.
Exactly. And you also need to tell it the aspect ratio. You need like 16.9 for YouTube or maybe 9.16 for TikTok. Get that right from the start. Oh, and a useful little troubleshooting tip he shared. If you ever run into ChatGPT's content policies, maybe something gets flagged, you just tell it, rephrase the prompt in a way that it doesn't violate your content policy. Usually works.
That character consistency trick sounds like it genuinely solves one of the biggest headaches with AI video.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got these consistent images. What's the step after that? How do you actually make the move? Turn static pictures into animated scenes.
Right, the animation stage. For this, King Charles highlights the two main tools, Kling AI, that's KlingAI.com, and Hedra at Hedra.com. Kling AI lets you do image to video conversion and also lip syncing. But it seems to work best for shorter bits, maybe around 10 seconds of audio at a time, which means you'd probably need to pre-cut your audio into those exact little segments first, maybe using something like CapCut. Hedra, though, he mentioned, often allows for longer lip sync segments, like maybe 25 seconds. Plus, they apparently give you free credits when you sign up, which could make it easier to just try out.
Okay, so slightly different capabilities there.
Yeah, and the basic process for either one is upload your character image, add a prompt describing the action, like camera moves in, slowly shows active background, or a man singing in the studio, generate the short video clip. And then you use the lip sync feature where you upload just the matching little piece of audio for that specific clip.
Got it. So you end up with all these separate little animated clips, each synced to a small part of the song.
Mm-hmm.
How do you stitch it all together into the final music video? What's that final assembly look like?
That final stage happens in a video editor, and King Charles uses CapCut. You import all those video clips you generated, plus the full original song audio file. Now here's the really, really critical step he emphasizes. syncing the video clips to the main audio. You select both a video clip and the main audio track, and then use CapCut's sync video and audio feature. Does the hard work for you.
Okay, so it lines everything up. Smart.
Yeah, it's essential. Then, to make editing easier, he suggests moving the individual video clips off the main track on the timeline. This just lets you move them around freely, cut them, trim them, place them exactly where they need to go. Then, importantly, you mute the audio on those individual little video clips. You only want the main full MP3 song playing, right?
Right. Otherwise, you'd get chaos.
Exactly. And then it's just adding the polish, putting transitions between scenes, usually just drag and drop between the clips, adding visual effects if you want, dragging those onto the timeline, and of course adding the title card, the artist's name. And what's really cool is how this whole practical workflow ties back perfectly to that strategic guide from GRE Records. It enables incredible scaling using AI automation. Think about batch generation, easily tweaking colors, moods, pacing across many clips at once to test different versions, or doing dynamic A/B testing, releasing a couple of different edits and seeing which one performs better in real time. You can even repurpose other content this way, turn bits of podcasts, interviews, behind-the-scenes stuff into these cool animated lyric videos.
Wow. So it's really not just about making one video easier. It feels more like a launch pad for a whole new way of creating visual content for artists.
It absolutely is. That's the bigger picture here. These AI-powered animated music videos, they aren't just some future trend. They are, right now, today, a launch pad for creativity, for massive reach, and for totally new ways to potentially monetize content. And what's really significant, I think, is how it empowers artists who maybe don't have huge label budgets. Indie artists can now produce really high-impact visuals and do it at scale. It's genuinely democratizing things.
It really levels the playing field. And there was that bonus concept, too, from the sources that really caught my eye, this idea of a hybrid format, taking podcast voice clips, layering them with animated loops, adding some ambient beats, creating these AI-powered, like, micro music videos, bridging audio branding and visual storytelling. Seems perfect for boosting engagement on social media.
Exactly. It just highlights how AI isn't just an automation tool. It's acting as a catalyst for completely new kinds of creative expression, new ways to connect with audiences in music and beyond. These tools, being so accessible now, they really do democratize content creation. It means pretty much anyone with a vision can bring their audio to life visually and get it out there to the world.
So, thinking about all this, what does it mean for us, the audience, going forward? As AI keeps getting better, keeps weaving itself into how things are made, it does make you wonder, doesn't it? What other totally unexpected hybrid content formats might pop up next to grab our attention?
You're listening to GRayRecords.com, your place for music plus more. You enjoy.
Hi, this is Inara, and welcome to the G-Ray Records tutorial. Today, we're going to break down something that sounds, well, kind of impossible. How to create a professional, fully animated AI music video completely from scratch and do it all in a single day. So, let's just ask it straight up. Is that for real? Can one person with no team and basically no budget actually churn out a music video that looks great and has viral potential in just 24 hours? The crazy part, the answer is a big yes, and we're about to walk you through exactly how, and we're not just making this up, we're following the exact playbook laid out by YouTuber King Charles TV, who literally promises, I'm going to show you step by step how I created this video and how you can do it too. So yeah, let's dive in. Okay, so before we get into the nuts and bolts, let's talk about the why. Why even do this? Well, a guide from the G-Ray Records Network puts it perfectly. AI animation is this powerful new frontier for artists, a way to visualize their sound and really grab people's attention in what is, let's be honest, a super crowded online world. Every music video needs a song, right? So our journey starts right there, at square one, making a complete track using nothing but artificial intelligence. You'd think writing a song would be the hardest part, but it's actually pretty wild how simple this is. It really just boils down to two steps. First, we'll generate some lyrics with a tool you've all heard of, ChatGPT. Then we feed those lyrics into another incredible AI called Suno to create the whole track. And just to show you how easy it is to get the ball rolling, the entire creative process for this video started with this one simple sentence typed into ChatGPT. And I write an Afrobeat song about good life. That's it. From that one little prompt, the AI spat out a full set of lyrics. So next up, those lyrics go into Suno AI. You can honestly think of this thing as your own personal AI music studio. It takes your text, it adds vocals, it adds instruments in whatever style you want, in this case, Afrobeats, and boom, it gives you a completely original, royalty-free song. This is a total game changer for any kind of creative project, not just music videos. All right, song, check. Now it's time to put on our director's hat. This is the part where we start creating the actual scenes, the characters, the entire visual world for our video. Now, this brings us to one of the biggest headaches in AI art, character consistency. You know, how do you make sure your main character looks like the same person in every single shot? Well, here is the secret sauce. It's a brilliant little trick. Before you generate any scenes, you upload a photo of your character to ChatGPT-4. This trains the AI, giving it a solid reference point to use for the entire video. But look, just making cool pictures isn't enough, right? You want this thing to go viral, and that's where a little bit of strategy comes in. Inspired by that guide from Jieri Records. They suggest you can kind of engineer virality by focusing on a few key things. You need a strong emotional hook, maybe an unexpected twist, and you absolutely want to make sure your clips are short and punchy, perfect for TikTok and Reels. And here's exactly what that strategy looks like in practice. To get that hook, to create a really memorable moment, the creator used this prompt. King Charles sitting on the bonnet of a Lamborghini with girls all around dancing. I mean, it's aspirational, it's visual, it's a little over the top. It's perfect for grabbing attention. Now, let's be real for a second. You are going to hit roadblocks. For example, a prompt for a luxurious pool party got blocked for violating content policies. But here's the amazing part. The fix is to ask ChatGPT to solve its own problem. You just tell it, hey, can you rephrase that so it doesn't violate your policy? And it does. It just gives you a new usable prompt. We have our images, we have our song. Now it's time for the part that feels like actual magic, bringing those still pictures to life. This whole animation workflow breaks down into three core moves. First, you've got your static images from ChatGPT. Second, you take those into a dedicated video tool to add motion. And third, the really cool part, you use that same tool to lip sync the character's mouth to your song. So for this step, you've got a couple of great options, and it's really a trade-off. There's Clip AI, sometimes called Kling AI, which is fantastic, but it caps your clips at 10 seconds. Then you have Hydra, which gives you a lot more breathing room, up to about 25 seconds, and it gives you a ton of free credits right when you sign up. So what exactly is this lip syncing step? I mean, this is what sells the whole illusion. It's the process where you upload a small chunk of your song, say 9 seconds, and the AI looks at your character image and just automatically animates the mouth to match the words. It's what makes it look like your character is actually singing the song. To make all that work smoothly, you need to do a little prep first. The creator used the video editor CapCut to slice the main song into smaller pieces that fit the time limits. You know, 9-second chunks for ClipDie AI. This prep is what makes the magic possible. We've got our song, we've got our animated clips, we are on the final lap. It's time for the final assembly, polishing this whole thing up and getting it ready to share with the world. So the final polish happens back in CapCut, and it's basically a 4-step checklist. First, you sync all your little animated clips to the main song. Second, and this is super important, you mute the audio on all those individual clips. Then you add some pro touches like transitions between scenes, maybe some visual effects and titles. Now, you might be thinking, lining up dozens of clips with the master audio sounds like an absolute nightmare. But hold on, because here's maybe the biggest time-saving hack in this whole process. In CapCut, you can just select a video clip and the main song, right-click, and hit Sync Video and audio. It automatically finds where that clip belongs. It's a massive time saver. And the result of this entire workflow, the big payoff from a simple idea in your head to a finished, polished, professional-looking animated music video in just one day. The speed is just revolutionary. Ultimately, this proves that AI video is so much more than a fun gimmick. Like G-Ray Records puts it, AI-powered animated music videos aren't just the future, they're a launchpad for creativity, reach, and monetization. It's a technology that really empowers creators. Which leaves us with a pretty fascinating question for the future, doesn't it? As these tools get even better and easier to use, will every artist become their own animator? The line between being a musician and being a visual creator is blurring faster than ever. Big thanks for listening to the G-Ray Records tutorial. Enjoy the music.
Hi, this is Naomi, a spokesperson for the G-Ray Records Music Network. Big thanks to everyone for tuning in and listening to G-Ray Records, your place for music plus more. May peace be with you.